You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Arena, and once again we'll be talking about business startup, how to start your own part-time business, and if you have an existing one, how to make it even more profitable. So just a quick background for those who, if this is your first time to listen to our podcast, my background back in 1999 after graduation, I was hired as a web designer by a local internet service provider. And after just 2 years of working in a corporate world, I just felt the limited income that a job can give me. So since then, I was, I became restless in my corporate world and thinking through life and what else can I do with my life rather than, you know, have a job. And then not too long, a friend recommended for me to read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which kind of changed the way I see things in life, in business, and in work. And since then, I decided to become an entrepreneur. From that on, I started different businesses and failed most of them. I started retail business, consulting, pharmacy, restaurant business. And none of them really had, a lasting success. So, but after a while of working, you know, full time and doing this part, working or having a job full time and doing this on the side, I never really had, as I've said, never really had success in any of those business. So I told myself maybe it's time for me to go full time. So I went full time. It was a big mistake. I lost about 2.5 million pesos in savings and in my savings, and I was in debt. So it was a painful experience for me. I went back to a corporate world, I'm not sure if you will consider it a corporate world, but I went back to employment, mapping floors, and it's really an humbling experience, you know, after you have, after working for, a typical job or office as a computer programmer and web designer, I'm in the mall mapping floors and stuff like that. It's a humbling experience, but at the same time, that was a time when, you know, I decided, you know what, I should have a safe escape plan. A safe escape plan is like a transition of being an employee and an entrepreneur. So I work on that plan. I invested a couple of hours a day to make it happen. And after a while, that plan, that part-time business that I had, started to make money to a point where it's making about $5,000 or 250,000 pesos and still full time. And then it turned out into be so I hired two people to help me out on that business, and then that business started to making about $5,000 or about half a million, a little over than that. And then after that, I decided, you know what, this is it. This is the time. I succeeded in my safe escape plan, paid off all my debt, and I say goodbye to the corporate world and never look back. And I just hope the same thing for you guys that will happen. The same story. I know someday that you guys also will tell me your own story on how to escape your corporate job. And today, I would like to share to you two things that we will be talking about. First is about part-time entrepreneur and sideliner. The difference between the two, I would like to nail it to you guys quickly. Ano nga ba ang difference ng part-time entrepreneur sa sideliner? Okay, let me explain quickly. Sideliner, these are the people or corporate employee who also dreaming to become an entrepreneur. But the problem is they keep hopping from different businesses, you know, every time they have like a new businesses, they are always been to this new latest hottest fad or business opportunity. So and effort wise they're okay, but the problem is they cannot focus on one business. That's why they never had a lasting success in their business. So on the other hand, we have the part-time entrepreneur, which what I would recommend for you guys, and that is really when you will be starting a business, you're not just there for like a quick money, right? Because normally those kind of thing will not give you a lasting success. It will not give you the business where you can, you know, safely quit your job, replace your incomes on twice, thrice, or even five times, or can even make you a millionaire. That is why I always say, you know, if you would like to really to quit your job, you have to start to think like an entrepreneur and not a sideliner. Sideliner, they are always excited to share their latest ventures. They are always excited the latest opportunities that they're working on, but never really had a success. And you will hear and you will see a lot of people actually are in that situation, which saddened me really. And that's why I'm started to blog and talk about what it really takes to become an entrepreneur. So that's the difference between part-time entrepreneur and sideliners. So you always want to be a part-time entrepreneur. Now the next question that I would like to answer in the topic that we will be talking about is, why part-time, John, right? Because a lot of people are, you know, when they have this new idea, they're excited about it, they really would like to jump in and quit their job and this kind of stuff, and it's really a scary thing. I've done it. I did just that and lost money. So why part-time? Because first, part-time is, you know, if you are an employee and you grew up in a family which is not really entrepreneur, there you have to realize there's a transition from being an employee to become an entrepreneur, and that transition requires some time, right? So for how long, I don't know. It depends on you, it depends on your situation, but there has to be a transition. So basically I'm saying that you cannot that you have to walk before you run. So being an entrepreneur, you will see a lot of when you start a part-time business, you will learn a lot about entrepreneurship, and that's what you want to do, is to test things out, especially in your business. You have to realize that a lot of business, or should I even say majority of businesses, when they started, the successful businesses that you know right now, they weren't really that's really not the business model normally they're in when they were started. There are major changes in business down the road. For example, is the story of PayPal. If you don't know what PayPal is, PayPal is actually used to process payment. When they started, that's not really their business model. And same thing with eBay, and same thing with Amazon. If you're going to read the history of a lot of businesses, they didn't start it that way. Even SM Mall or SM Mall of Asia, the situation, right? They started a shoe mart. They started just selling shoes, right? They are not into mall, right? So there are changes in their business when they started. Another story is about Jollibee. If you study the history of Jollibee, based on my research, they didn't start it like what we know as Jollibee right now. So on your startup phase, when you're still a part-time entrepreneur, there are things that you will realize as you run the business, you will realize a lot of things, and because of that, you will make some changes. There will be assumptions that you thought, you know, this product will sell, or this will sell in this pricing, or you're gonna sell it in these places. You will realize that that's not gonna happen. So you have to sort of tweak or adjust your business to make it happen. So that's why it's good to be a part-time entrepreneur. That way, you are not risking everything for you to succeed in this business, right? Unfortunately, we always hear in the media how these great people invested everything, all their savings and all their lives to prosper in this business. But if you're gonna really read the history of most businesses, that's not the real story. Only few people really became successful where they invested everything. Karamihan sa kanila, they have this safety net. They always have a protection somehow. For example, si Bill Gates. When Bill Gates started his company, most mababasa mo as a history or normally sa media, it says that, you know, he gave up, he dropped out in Harvard University and focused in his business. That's not what really happened. Actually, nag-leave of absence lang si Bill Gates. He just took a leave of absence in his school while pursuing this business because he knows that if this business will not succeed, he can always go back to in his school, right? So, a lot of story about that. Another story here I would like to share to you is yung story ng Google, right? Google was just, again, a side project of two Stanford grad students. They're still students. They're just making it work on the side. And we know what Google is. They're like a $1 billion company right now. But the point is, when they were starting, they're also doing it on the side, or they're just part-time. Dell Computer is the same thing. It was started in the University of Texas, sa dormitory ng University of Texas with just $1,000. So again, it's a student. You just do it on the side. Yung Apple's first computer was hand-built in a garage. Then again, they just always do that on the side. So if you're going to read the history of a lot of successful entrepreneurs, they just started it on the side. Because they know when you start a business, things will change. The mataas pa yung risk because you are new to entrepreneurship, this and that. So you don't have to risk everything to become a successful entrepreneur. And secondly, your job will be your safety net. If something didn't work out in your business or whatever, right? You always have a job that will give you the safety net and the salary. You can always give, at least have a food in the table no matter what happened to your business. And another thing, as I've said, is, you know, the changes of business, there always been the changes in the business and how much you charge it, where are you going to sell it, all those kind of things. You will only realize not until you start your part-time business, right? So because, as I've said, when you're starting a part-time business, a new business, you only have a lot of assumptions that people will gonna buy this, that you will be charged for this amount of money, you're gonna sell in this kind of store. So maraming assumptions, and you cannot really know what will happen until you run the business, right? So, and then along the way, you will see that some of your assumptions are not correct or inaccurate, so you change that. So that's the wisdom of being a part-time entrepreneur. That's the wisdom of being a part-time entrepreneur. Now, going back to the last point, the next question I'm always getting actually from my Facebook page and also email is, why is now the right time to start your own business? Well, I just want you to look around, right? Many years ago, when you get a corporate job, you can stay in a job for like 50 years until retirement. And right now, there are very few companies who can hire you for that long, right? With all the retrenchment, with all these acquisition of companies, there will always be changes. There will be a massive massive layoffs. And there will be a massive layoff to a large company, and that is scary. Like right now, the Philippines is a lot of employees are in a BPO industry, and you know what? That's okay as long as it provides us jobs. But also, you have to realize that any change in law, for example, in the US, we can suddenly lose this industry, and we have like hundreds of thousand people or in the BPO industry or business process outsourcing. I think that's a BPO, like call center and stuff like that. They could, you know, in almost an instant lose all their jobs. And what will be next for them? So you have to see that the old game of staying your job until you die, until your retirement, is not how it plays right now. You cannot play in a new game using an old strategy or old technique. You have to protect yourself without relying so much in this corporation or even in this government to help you out. You have to come up with your own effort, your own strategy to become to protect yourself from any financial difficulties or disaster. And that's why I'm encouraging everyone to think about their situation right now. You may be, your income may be fully relying on just one source, which is your job, and that's scary, right? You cannot, like in our day to day, you cannot rely from one source of income. You have to start to think about different streams of income, and what I would say the fastest way to make you more money, to the fastest way for you to be wealthy, is to have your own in business. So I just hope that you guys learn a lot of things about being a part-time entrepreneur, and why is it now the right time, and what is really a part-time entrepreneur is, and I hope to you guys learn new things. So if you haven't liked our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/escapology, just like your page, like our page, and share some of the information that we have shared here to some of your friends in Facebook. Once again, this is John Aranha. To your freedom, have a great day.